You're staying in this morning. Yay! So I'm going to buy your good behaviour and give you money. Okay, so if you'd like money, you can come to the front now and I will give you money to behave. That's the children, Edward. Yeah, Ed, you better come. Now, you've got to make a line. It's only a short sermon, but you've still got to make a line. You've got to be good. Oh, there's more kids than I thought. Oh, I can't let them down now. Quick, get to Molly's and get some more money. Silver or gold?
Gold.
Like, your parents might not let you eat these, but you've got to deal with them. And if they say no, just know that I'd let you. There you go, sir. Oh, definitely a tenner for you, or 20 for you. Tenner for you, though. There you go. Would you like a silver one or a gold one? Silver or gold? Oh, that's a little one. I thought there'd be about three kids here this morning. Silver or gold? Not a gold one? Or a silver one? A gold, you prefer a gold one? There you go. Just for cheek. £20 note. Wow, you're rich. A gold one for you. Yay! Or do you prefer a gold one? Yeah, two. Okay, fair enough. Gold or silver? It's fun. I'm glad you think it's fun. Oh, we like you. You can come again. Which leaves me lots of gold coins to throw at the grown-ups so that they can behave as well. Are you going to behave? Yay! They are fairly hard. They will do an injury. You've been warned. You will be injured by the coins. Of course, you need a lot of money to get you a lot. Who's not got one that wants one? They're flogging them off in Morrison's. Go grab some. Who didn't get any? I feel like the Queen on that day when she does that thing. I'm just taking a kid. I've just knocked him out. Totally taking him out. Right, they've all gone now. Right, calm down now. Shut up. Calm down. Shh. Behave. Don't you whipped into a frenzy of chocolate giddiness. Excellent. Children, that was a bribe. You've now got to be completely silent. All right. Is that a deal? It's a deal. New Year's Eve. I love New Year's Eve. Everything kind of changes New Year's Eve. There's a quick sermon about change. We've just sung a song saying, we're forever changed. We're forever changed. Who agrees with that song? We're forever changed. And yet so many of us do that thing. There we go. I am what I am. I am what I am. Accept me as I am. So I want to let you know, God accepts you just as you are. Isn't that good? But he doesn't leave you there. He doesn't leave you there. He continues the change. Proverbs chapter 17 says this. Insightful people, this is from the Message version. I love the Proverbs. If you don't know what the Proverbs are, if you're new to church or you're visiting, Proverbs is a series of wise sayings written down by one of God's men a long, long time ago. And this is what it says in Proverbs chapter 17. Insightful people find wisdom in their own front yard. Fools look for it everywhere, but right in front of them. It goes on to say this, the one who knows much says little. An understanding person can remain calm. And then this is very important for many of us this morning. Even dunces who keep quiet can look wise as long as they keep their mouths shut. It's the truth of God. It's true. It's in the that is in the Bible. I'm going to look at some of those things and understand finding wisdom this morning. Understand what change that brings to us. Understand how we need to be. Understand what those verses are actually talking about. Can you believe this year is almost over? In like 14 hours or something, this year is done. And I can still remember nearly 20 years ago at the millennium. You all remember the millennium? The big fuss. Oh, the sky will fall. Planes will fall from the sky. It was going to be just like massive. And we thought nothing would ever be the same again. And we had purple balloons with millennium written on that we got cheap from somewhere. And bazooka things. We met at Paul and Sue's house, a bunch of us. And like that was nearly 20 years ago. That's shocking, isn't it? Here's something I want to say to you. We can waste this moment by imagining what was, remembering, living in the past. We can waste this moment away by sitting around and worrying about the things we failed to accomplish this last year, or the mistakes we made throughout the year. We can sit around and mope or have a pity party because things didn't go the way we wanted them to go, and then we will carry that heart attitude into our next year. We don't want to be those people that look at what didn't happen. We want to be those people that look at what God is going to do. That's the kind of heart that we need. We can decide to make the most of this moment and choose movement that only God can give us. God takes us just as we are, but he doesn't leave us there. I want you to imagine the moment you gave your life to Christ, you became a Christian. Aren't you glad that the Lord didn't leave you there? I'm glad I'm not the same person I was when I was 13 years old. For a start, I would be very immature as a 50-something-year-old if I was still a 13-year-old. All the things I thought I knew and understood. Thank goodness I've grown through those years and changed through those years. I've become a very different person, almost unrecognizable compared to the 13-year-old. There are people in this room this morning that in this last year, God took them as they were and they were precious to him, and he's changing them. He's changing them. What is he changing them to be like? Increasingly to have his character. Changing from one degree of glory to glory, if you like. Their lives being hidden in Christ. That isn't their loss. That's their gain. For me to live is Christ. That's what's happening for every one of us. As we live, we can gain Christ. This could be the greatest moment you've ever had up to this point. If you make a conscious decision to do whatever it takes to move with God this coming year. The symbol is simply the 7 rolling into the 8. It's that decision moment. It's that moment of transformation. I know it's cheesy and it's predictable with the 7 rolling into the 8. But hey, it's absolutely a real moment where we can make a decision to say, this is actually about God. The point I want to get across this morning is that whatever we're going to do with our lives this year, we better get on. Better get on with it and move because God is moving. And we want to be moving with him. There's that lovely Christmas story, the Narnia story, isn't there? Where the ice and snow begins to melt. And they announce Aslan is on the move. That picture of Christ returning, Aslan is on the move. God is doing something. And we're in that season where God is doing something. Time is not going to sit still until we make up our mind about what we're going to do. Time keeps moving. God keeps moving. God is on the move. Another point I want to make to us this morning, if we're not doing something with our lives, it really doesn't matter whether there are 12 hours of this day left, of this year left, or 12 months of the next year left, if we're not doing something with our lives for the Lord. We need to give what we are to God. So what are we going to do with 2018? How will this year be any different than last year? Last year was a tough year for many people. It was a year of challenges, a year of losses, a year of choices, a year of changes, a year of some crisis. But it was a year of great wins in God. It's a year when lives were changed by the Lord. And there are lives sat in this room now that were changed by the Lord. How amazing is that? There are actual living miracles in this room where God broke into their lives and they obediently grabbed hold of everything that he had and their lives are being changed. They're not completed yet, but they're on a journey. Do you not see how amazing that is? And the backdrop of all that life throws about, there are miracles happening around us all the time. And this year, in this place, we've seen baptisms. We've seen salvations. We've seen people shaking off an old life and taking on the life of Christ. And sometimes they'll trip and sometimes they'll walk well. Sometimes they'll celebrate. Sometimes they'll need supporting. But isn't it an amazing thing to see God in action in other people's lives? Because it reminds us that God is in action in this life, in my life. You know, the truth is, the year changing makes no difference whatsoever. God's not big on the calendar that we get tied up on. If we measure our life in the kind of moments of experiences, we can't see the journey. But if we look at the long haul, who would have thought, when we mentioned the millennium at the beginning of this year, who would have thought back in the millennium that we'd be meeting in this building right now? Who thought we'd meet right here in the millennium? I've got to tell you, this building wasn't even built in the millennium. It didn't exist. It was a piece of wasteland. And God, look at the journey. Look at the journey that God has. So God sees a piece of wasteland next to an old liberal club, and he gets some daft bloke to build a gigantic nightclub on it that can't possibly stay in business, because he knows a few years after that, he'll go out of business maybe, but when he does, whatever happens, his church are going to have it as a home. So 18 years ago, when this building didn't exist, God had a journey. I just want you to look into your life and look ahead. God has a journey. Don't look just for the moments. Look for the process that God has. By revelation of his Holy Spirit, by the presence of his Holy Spirit, look at what the Lord has done these last few years. Look at the journey he's taken us. I want to tell you, the point in time will come when you'll look back and say, wow, do you remember celebrating 20 years after the millennium? And we'll be doing that in 20 years' time. Well, some of us will still be here. Some of us will be crinkly. Some of us will be old. I promise you I'll do a marathon in 20 years' time. Yeah? But if I keep... Yeah, I'll only be 70. I'll definitely do when I'm 70, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm real. Well, thank you for that compliment, yeah. Yeah. But if I keep my mouth closed and never speak out about the things that God is doing and never speak the truth about what God could do in our lives, how can I kind of own it and get hold of it? So I need the wisdom of God to speak out his truth. I need the wisdom of God to be able to see it and declare what God is doing. So I need to find that wisdom right in front of me. I need to look to Jesus to discover it. I can't look anywhere else. I can look around for all sorts of things to find wisdom. But there is only one place where I can find the certainty of that future. Where my future can be guaranteed and is solid. Where God is taking us somewhere. Now just think, we could declare 20 years ago where God is taking us. And the place God was taking us 20 years ago didn't even exist. But we believed God was taking us somewhere. So the places God is taking us into now may not exist. It may not be possible. It may not be possible for you to be released into all the things that you want in God right now. But it will be possible. Because it will exist. It will be real. Because God has a purpose. And God is on a journey. Because God takes us as we are. But he changes us. He doesn't leave us there. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know those verses from Romans 8? We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. They're powerful verses, aren't they? They're especially good to read in good times, but they're incredibly true in challenging times. I can see God at work, even in the hardest moments, to bring our moment into movement, to create God momentum, that we walk into the promises of God. Remember when God's people entered the promised land? For a long time, they'd entered into a desert first, and they were walking towards a promise. They were walking towards words before they discovered it was a reality. Church, God has a purpose for this town. And we want to declare it and walk into it. And even at these pivotal times of year, we have to declare it and believe that God has a purpose for this place. This Holy Spirit will be poured out on us. That young men will have visions and they'll be dreaming of dreams and there'll be healing and there'll be transformation. And there will be a transformed community around us. There will be salvation. You know what I anticipate this year? I look forward to salvations, but I look forward to baptisms. Salvations and baptisms in this town. People that we don't even know yet, they are part of God's promise. Do you know how good that is? Thanks, I'm glad somebody believes in this. I'm so glad you're here this morning. Look, I know you're full of Christmas pudding and stuff, but get this. There are people this year that we don't know yet that we're going to baptise because they've become Christians. It happened this year, it will happen next year coming. And that is an amazing thing. People finding faith in Christ for eternity. Because of the things you do and you say, because of who we are in Christ, some people's eternity is going to be transformed. That is overwhelming. I think that could be one person we might see saved this year. If we get really excited, could be two. Hey, I'll have one every day. Ephesians 4:13 says this, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head. That is Christ. That is the change that God is bringing to us. God is bringing us something. Mikey, I love it when you wave to me, but it's really distracting, mate. He's stretching. He's tired. Notice these words at the beginning of the verse. It says in Proverbs, insightful people find wisdom in their own front yard. It's exactly the same thing as changing in Christ. It's those same verses as Ephesians. Let me look at those verses if I can with you. Who would like to learn some Greek this morning? I'm cooking Greek food for tonight, by the way. Who would like to learn some Greek words? Oh, enthusiasm. All eight of you can learn these Greek words. If I can pronounce it. Kokmao. 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 Okay, that's the bit about insightful. The word that is translated as wisdom, insight, or even skillful. A skillful insight. Wisdom. Who would like to say with me, ah, yin. I'm guessing Greek people don't say it. Ah, yin. Sounds more kind of like Taiwan, doesn't it, that one? Ah, yin. This is, okay. That word talks about having an eye for the landscape. A revelation, an understanding that comes about a situation like a flowing fountain. It's very poetic Greek. So an insight, a wisdom, a skill that understands it as an eye for the landscape, a revelation, understanding that flows like a fountain. Insightful people find wisdom in their own front yard. Sounds to me an awful lot like 1 Chronicles 12:32, talking about God's people many thousands of years ago. Men of Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what to do. See, there is a theme that runs through Scripture, from the ancients of Scriptures to the middle bit of Scriptures to the newer Scriptures in the New Testament. That when we look to Christ, when we look to God, we find our wisdom. We find our understanding for the times. We need to understand 2018. We need to understand this moment. It means that we then have a goal. We have an objective. We have an aim. We have a target. We have Christ. And that is a powerful and precious thing. They know to prepare and not live in the past. I want to show you some very special things right now. Don't you think these are special? Does anybody know what these are? Shoes. They are shoes. These are my original running shoes. These are what I began in. My first ever pair. And I love them. And I'm keeping them forever. Even if I do a garden, they're mine. These are the ones I wobbled down the road in. Okay? These are my New Balance Leadvilles. These are my Leadville 1210s. They were quite expensive, actually. And I love them. And I love to put them on. But do you know what? They're yesterday's shoes. They're yesterday's shoes. I'm fond of them. I'm fond of the experiences I had with them. But they are worn out. They're worn out. They feel more like slippers than shoes. They don't support me anymore. They don't work. I need to put them aside and move on. Does anybody know what these are? These are also, I've got a penchant for red shoes now. I only buy red shoes now when I'm running. These are my Solomons. These are my S-Lab X series. These are my marathon shoes. Yay! These are my road shoes, and they are super lightweight and weigh nothing. These are really good shoes. They're just getting to the end of their useful days, these. I've just replaced them. But these are my... I love these. I stopped making these, so I had to buy two pairs. For when one pair was worn out. This is the second pair that's nearly worn out. These are great. These are road shoes. These are ideal for running on roads. Have you ever tried running in mud in road shoes? Who tried driving their car in the snow with normal road tyres on this week? It was rubbish, wasn't it? Does anybody know what these are? These are my newest shoes. Oh, these are my new beasties. These are my, whatever they are, Salomon Speed Cross Pro GTX4s. Oh, turbocharged. I wore these the first time yesterday. These are mud shoes for running in the countryside. Because yesterday I went out training for my next race because I looked at the terrain and thought, they won't do. I'm running by a muddy river and up a hillside. They're the ones I'm going to wear because they're designed for the purpose. Here's the deal, folks. We have to understand the times and know what we need to do. We have to be focused on what Christ is calling us to be. There is no point me wearing road shoes in the mud. There is no point me wearing old shoes that don't suit purpose anymore. We have to be fit for Christ. We are being changed from glory to glory. God has not finished with us yet. Don't ever, ever say in my presence, I am what I am. Just take me as I am. I will take you as you are so we can grow together and change and look more and more like Christ. That's the people we have to be. We need His Holy Spirit like never before to become His people. I'm not talking about self-improvement. Life coaching, New Year's resolutions, they're just there to make you feel like you failed. New Year's resolutions, I'll set myself up to fail at the beginning of the year. We're talking about a deep hunger, a great passion to be awakened within us that lives for Jesus. 2018 is a year when God will reveal a great understanding of what we were created to be, and we were created to be fruitful. And I've got to tell you, fruitful has got to mean salvations. Has got to mean salvations. Look, I want to get deeper in Christ and look more like Christ, but why do I want to do that? So I can carry the good news of Christ, so that we are fruitful. I want to grow numerically, but also in spiritual depth. I don't remember that church that says, oh, we're much deeper than we were last year. We've shrunk a little, but we're deeper. We're called to go into all the world and make disciples. Yeah. That is our number one primary goal, to go into all the world, not win converts, but make disciples, people who have been changed from glory to glory, people who are apprenticed and becoming like Christ. That's what we're called to be. So I'm delighted to stand here and look around this room and see people have begun that journey this last 12 months. That's amazing, isn't it? Through prayer, through fasting, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, let's speak a little shorter and listen a little bit longer to what God is saying. One more thought as I bring this to a close. Christians often redirect their priorities from kingdom of God and Jesus' relationship to personal preferences and choices. Listen, our personal preferences and our personal choices need to be Jesus first. Because that is the wisdom right in front of us in our own front yard. And when we get that right, we get everything right. Everything fits at that moment. Our human wants are very powerful. Who this Christmas has suffered from human wants? Who had that extra chocolate? That extra helping, that extra spoonful, that extra glass. Come on, who didn't do any of those things? Who lied to themselves this Christmas? Because every one of us indulged slightly over something. Stopped up a little bit late, ate something we shouldn't have eaten, eaten slightly more than we should have eaten. That is the pattern of Christmas. Not for everybody, but for most of us. Our human wants are very powerful, but if we neglect our God needs and our God wants, that's an eternal issue. We need the wisdom of God. Remember Proverbs said this, fools look for it everywhere but right in front of them. Let's keep Jesus right in front of us that will overcome the wind and the wave of moments and create in us that calm that God sees the God movement through any storm. God brings calm to us in any storm. And if you're struggling with that, do the other thing. Keep your mouth shut, look smart, and just listen for Him. Just listen for Him. Just pray. Just seek Him. I'm going to ask the band to come back up onto stage if you would. Maybe we could do that forever change. Is that all right, band? Is that all right? Unless you've got something else in mind. Glory to glory. Yeah. Good stuff. Excellent. You see, you've got to have a plan. You need the right shoes. You need the right insight. You need the right understanding. You need to know the landscape you are facing. And that can only be found in Jesus. I know in a couple of months' time when I'm doing a coastal race that I will need mud shoes. I know that, so I've not bought road shoes. I've thought about it. We need to be the same in Christ. We need to find wisdom in Him and understand where we're going and what we are called to do, who we are called to be. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says this. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. Church, we are called to run a race with God. There is a great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. All those who have gone before, all those sat around you are cheering you on in Christ. 2018 can be a year like never before. It is just a number. Or it can just be the place and presence of God. It can be His wisdom in front of us. It can be the God opportunity. It can be the transformation. So we're going to sing From Glory to Glory to end our morning. And we can make that our prayer over Hope House Church. Make it a prayer over our individual lives. And believe that this year, no matter what, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And my final thought for you this morning is this. If you've got tinfoil in your chocolate, don't leave it on the carpet, put it in the bin. The Lord bless and keep you. Amen.